Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Neve and Ellen with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, an 18-year-old girl has died and another teenager is in a critical condition after falling while hiking in the Glasshouse Mountains on Sunday. The two climbers fell between 50 to 100 metres down the cliff face, with emergency services being called to the scene about 10:30 a.m. The woman, from Brisbane, suffered life-threatening injuries and was pronounced dead on the scene, while the second teenager was airlifted to Sunshine Coast University Hospital in a critical condition after suffering severe head injuries. The mountain has been closed since the 9th of this month due to high rainfall last week, with heightened risks of rockfall and slippery conditions. A 51-year-old man has been found alive after he disappeared into a flooded river in Sharon, Queensland. The man was reported missing at 1 a.m. on Friday after he had gone into the water from a houseboat. After a two-day search of the Burnett River, the man was taken to Bundaberg Hospital for assessment. Bundaberg is among the many Queensland communities in recovery after heavy rainfall and flooding, with over 350 homes and businesses affected. Major flood warnings were in place yesterday for other Queensland communities, such as the Thompson River at Longreach and the Cooper Creek in Windora. In national news, Blues Fest in Byron Bay has been cancelled 3 weeks out from Bumpin. Ticket holders have been told they are not likely to get a refund, as Blues Fest Enterprises has been placed in liquidation, owing $5.7 million to creators. Under the Live Performance Australia ticketing codes of practice, ticket sales are expected to be kept in a trust account until the event takes place, but major festival promoters access funds to pay upfront operational costs. Organisers say major live events have become more challenging due to rising productions, logistics, insurance and touring costs. Under New South Wales consumer law, ticket holders are entitled to a refund if it is cancelled, but Blues Fest has said it is unlikely because they cannot repay their debts.
Also in national news, an investigation into the South Australian algal bloom has revealed that the state's government waited up to 4 months to update its public health advice regarding the effect it had on human and animal life. Premier Malinauskas was quoted saying to a media officer, "The reality of the algal bloom is nearly as bad as people think it is." A day after this statement, he said, "Let's not scare 1.7 million South Australians from visiting the beach." The algae creates a chemical known as brevetoxin, which has caused widespread marine deaths since May last year and could cause significant irritation in humans. In international news, Russia and Belarus have made their return to the 2026 Milan-Cortina Paralympic Games. The Russian team took part in the Games opening ceremony over the weekend, with the Russian flag being flown at the Paralympics for the first time in over a decade. 16 countries have boycotted the Games opening ceremony in protest to Russia's inclusion, including Australia, France, and Ukraine. Australia was praised by Ukraine Foreign Affairs Minister for not sending officials to the opening ceremony, stating the country made a principled decision. Russian and Belarusian athletes were banned following the 2022 invasion of Ukraine, but have been sanctioned since the 2014 Games due to the country's state-sponsored doping program. The country's athletes opted to compete as neutral athletes at the 2024 Paris Games. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 28, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thanks, Ellen and Neve, for those Z lines. Looking for